next on the 5 o'clock report.
How do you feel, Mr. Trump? How do you feel?
The problem is that there are no crimes committed.
We believe in the rule of law.
Everyone should be concerned.
The Biden administration is going to have to finally start enforcing the laws.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
This is one time Trump isn't talking. Good afternoon. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Mark Webster.
How do you feel, Mr. Trump? How do you feel?
Reporters shouting at former President Donald Trump as he walked into a New York City courtroom for a deposition as part of a civil investigation into his New York business dealings. Trump gave a thumbs up as he walked in, then proceeded to repeatedly invoke the Fifth Amendment in declining to answer any questions relating to the New York Attorney General's probe.
There has been long-running suspicion that the Trump Organization books, when you look at them closely, for the tax breaks and loans obtained, don't add up. Misrepresentations were made in order to get more favorable treatment, whether it's from tax breaks or loans. That would be fraud. And that's what this investigation is about.
Correspondent Major Garrett, Trump said he once asked why people would plead the Fifth if they're innocent, but says now he understands. Today's court session came 2 days after the FBI raided Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida in a 10-hour-long search for White House documents he allegedly took while leaving office. Christina Bob is one of his attorneys.
I'm sure that they're claiming that there was something, you know, terribly egregious, that's a grave matter of national security. The problem is there are no crimes committed.
Bob says the search warrant indicated agents were investigating the handling of classified material and possible violations of the Presidential Records Act. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi backs the Department of Justice's efforts to hold Trump accountable.
We believe in the rule of law, and that's what our country is about, and no person is above the law. Not even the President of the United States.
But Minnesota Republican Tom Emmer tells Fox News he thinks the FBI raid is cause for concern for everybody.
Republican, Democrat, other, everyone in this country should be concerned when the Department of Justice has been weaponized against American citizens, and in this case, by the Biden administration against their political opponents.
John Bolton is one person who is thanking the Justice Department, this for starting criminal proceedings relating to an Iranian plot to kill him. An Iranian operative charged in a scheme to kill the former national security official under the Trump administration, who was also a UN ambassador. In a statement posted on Twitter, Bolton called Iran's rulers, quote, liars, terrorists, and enemies of the U.S. President Biden today signed into law the PACT Act for veterans who suffered toxic exposure to burn pits. He called the law the least we can do for veterans. It expands access to health care and disability benefits for service members and provides a $2,000 monthly stipend for families of those who died from toxic exposure. Economy now. Today's inflation numbers, a mixed bag. The consumer price index for July unchanged after a jump of 1.3% in June. NBC's Tom Costello says the Federal Reserve is now thinking about its next move.
It means the Federal Reserve likely to raise rates again in September to try to get inflation under control, but because it's starting to moderate, maybe the Fed won't have to raise rates as much as it did last month.
Today's flat number was helped by a more than 4.5% drop in volatile energy prices as the price of gasoline continues to drop. Meanwhile, food prices rose another 1.1%. Electricity prices rose 1.6%. Immigration. Texas Governor Greg Abbott continues to defend busing illegal immigrants who are crossing over the southern border to New York City and Washington, D.C.
One of the most important things that our fellow Americans can do is to realize for themselves the challenges that Texas is dealing with every day. Only when they see that will the Biden administration begin to have to realize the Biden administration is going to have to finally start enforcing the laws.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams has been threatening to retaliate by sending New Yorkers to Texas to campaign on behalf of Abbott's Democratic opponent. But Abbott says doing so would actually harm Democrat Beto O'Rourke's chances.
One thing I'm tired of is people like you coming from outside.
I don't care what you're tired of.
Attention still high in Uvalde, Texas. Parents there demanding big changes to prevent another school shooting. At a city council meeting, some were furious. The police who were there that day haven't been fired yet.
Get rid of every single cop that was there that did not run in there when that guy was shooting.
A total of 19 students and two teachers murdered in that massacre. It took cops more than an hour to charge into the classroom and confront the gunman. Uvalde Mayor Don McLaughlin says they're bringing in top-of-the-line trainers to retrain their officers. And the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, marking a big milestone. We get that story from Michael Harrington.
The ministry is marking 10 years since the launch of Search for Jesus, a website where people can find the gospel and also talk to trained volunteers to ask questions or to be discipled. BGEA says over the course of the last decade, the site has had more than 100 million visits and more than 3 million people have accepted Christ. It has also expanded from English only to include Spanish, Portuguese, Chinese, Arabic, Russian, and American Sign Language.
Michael Harrington. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, reaction to the FBI grabbing Scott Perry's cell phone, a touching moment melting hearts in Williamsport, and QB hijinks at Bill's training camp.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Our call for tonight, it will be partly moonlit, comfortable, low temps dropping towards 60. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sunshine. Be a shower, thundershower in a couple of spots with high temperatures peaking near or just over 80. Then for Friday, looks nice, bright, sunny, high temps in the 70s, and again Saturday and Sunday looking very nice as well.
All right, thank you very much, Kevin Williams. Now, checking the stories making news where you live across New York and Pennsylvania. Representative Scott Perry says the FBI seized his cell phone while he was traveling with his family this week. The Republican has been a figure in the probe into former President Donald Trump's actions leading up to the Capitol riot last year. Dickinson College President John Jones tells ABC 27 seizing a congressman's cell phone so close to an election raises eyebrows and is rare.
That would lead me to believe that there is some apprehension on the part of the Justice Department that there are urgent materials, data on that phone that they need that are essential to an ongoing investigation.
Correspondent Dennis Owen says of the feds,
they don't normally get involved so close to an election, don't want to tip the scales. This thing happened 2 years ago. People could have destroyed or erased things right by now, and the people that are potentially under investigation, in theory, know they're potentially under investigation.
Former DOJ officials have testified that Perry had a role in Trump's effort to get Jeffrey Clark installed as the acting attorney general. Clark was a justice official who supported claims of election fraud. New numbers show just how lacking Pennsylvania's Republican U.S. Senate candidate is when it comes to campaign cash on hand. That story from Family Life's Brandon Dixon.
If Dr. Mehmet Oz held a dinner for his top 10 campaign contributors, he'd be sitting alone at a table for one. Data from the Federal Election Commission shows the celebrity heart surgeon loaned nearly 70% of his campaign's $19 million raised in the race to replace retiring Republican Pat Toomey. Political pundits say this is a potential sign of trouble as Oz trails in the polls to Democrat John Fetterman. The lieutenant governor has a $7 million advantage over Oz with 90 days to go until the election. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
A heartfelt moment of sportsmanship in Williamsport has gone viral. It happened during a game between teams from Oklahoma and Texas. It started as a terrifying play when Texas's Caden Shelton's wild pitch caught Isaiah Jarvis square in the front of the head while batting. Miraculously, Jarvis was okay, even more impressive, able to continue playing. But he made his way to first base and saw that the pitcher was not fine and was breaking into tears. So Jarvis interrupted play, made his way to the mound where he embraced Shelton, letting him know he was truly okay. The embrace captured in front of a national TV audience on ESPN quickly warmed a lot of hearts. Shelton was relieved that Jarvis was okay. Jarvis says it was quite a moment for both of them.
I saw like a bunch of the comments. A lot of people were saying sport, like great sportsmanship to me. And like obviously that they could see it on Caden's face too. Like you could tell he had good sportsmanship because as soon as he hit me, he got scared for me.
There might not be a better example of sportsmanship to be found this year. New York now, a bizarre incident in Elmira. A patient in an ambulance jumped out this week, ran into St. Joseph's Hospital, and opened up a 3-inch fire department standpipe on an upper floor. The water damage that ensued was significant. The male suspect was taken into custody on the rooftop of the hospital, but was eventually released. Police are fired up over a new firearms policy at the New York State Fair. Off-duty cops will no longer be allowed to carry weapons while in attendance at the fair. Local police chief Michael Crum.
I'm not sure why the state would not want off-duty police officers and or peace officers to be carrying a weapon for either self-defense or the defense of others.
Cicero Police Chief Steve Rotuno says the new policy is putting the public at risk.
Police officers, it's nature for them. They're going to react, especially in an active shooter. And now they're not going to have the proper equipment to react and provide public safety.
The New York State Police say they had no input on the new no-gun policy for off-duty cops at the fairgrounds. Metal detectors are are being added at all entry points to the fair in Syracuse. A new law in New York State aiming to make sure students are getting educated properly on the Holocaust.
We need to teach people when they're still young, because we cannot have these horrors repeated.
Governor Kathy Hochul, who signed the Holocaust Education Bill today, which requires audits of schools to ensure they are in compliance with Holocaust curriculum requirements. Holocaust survivor Celia Kenner.
It is a moral imperative that we teach what happened to me, to my family, to my people.
Hochul says a recent study showed that a portion of young New York adults lack knowledge of Holocaust events. Erie County, New York is offering Amazon a whopping tax break incentive to build a Buffalo area facility. We get that story from Family Life's Tracy Lynn.
Mark, the Niagara County Industry Development Agency has voted yes to $124 million in proposed tax breaks if the retailer constructs a warehouse in the town of Niagara. The tax subsidy, including exemption of state and local taxes for construction materials, is considered one of the largest ever received by the Seattle-based e-commerce giant. The state-run Niagara County IDA looks to entice Amazon to construct a facility that would employ 300 people in temporary construction jobs and more than 1,000 in permanent warehouse positions. Some labor unions oppose the deal, claiming it will drive up the cost of living. Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.
Thanks, Tracy. Backup quarterbacks don't normally get much time in the spotlight, but Bills QB2, Case Keenum, was a social media star recently thanks to a prank. Keenum used a bucket hat, some sunglasses, and a southern twang to pose as an autograph-seeking fan at Bills training camp. In a team Twitter video, hear him messing with teammate Isaiah McKenzie.
Hey, Isaiah, man, can I get your autograph, man? I've been a big fan of yours, man. Ever since you was in college, man. Will you do it one more time for me, man? It's kind of hard to read.
Keenum also fooled a team security guard, but he did not fool the guy he spends the most time with, QB1 Josh Allen, who immediately recognized the prank. Your nightly market report is next, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
The stock market saw big gains across the board today thanks to a lower-than-expected inflation report that was released this morning. Yields on U.S. Treasuries also came down today as investors weigh the implications of the data on the Fed's rate setting. Consumer durables and tech stocks were today's biggest winners, while communications services was the only sector that was down. Today, the Dow up 535 points, the Nasdaq gaining 360, and the S&P 500 adding 87. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
This is the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Hi, I'm Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute. Some decisions in life are harder than others. Things like where to live, what career to pursue, what church to attend, and how to invest. Thankfully, we don't have to make those big decisions every day. Life is mostly about the little choices we make each day of our lives, not the giant fork-in-the-road moments. The daily grind of making good decisions is far more common, and they all add up to big blessings or big mistakes. So try this. Don't make any bad financial decisions. You can do that, right? Today, trust in God, not credit cards. Make wise choices when it comes to earning, spending, giving, saving, and investing, because just deciding not to make bad decisions is already a good one. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, moneywise.org, or by downloading MoneyWise Biblical Finance from your app store.
All righty, coming up on the 5 o'clock report.
They just couldn't believe that somebody would do all that running for no particular reason.
Why are you doing this?
I just felt like running.
Bye.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. There will be a cold front coming through tomorrow with a spot shower, thundershower, but most of the day will be dry. And behind the front, high pressure will arrive with what looks like a sparkling weekend. Our call for tonight, it will be partly moonlit, comfortable, low temps dropping towards 60. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sunshine, be a shower, thundershower in a couple of spots with high temperatures peaking near or just over 80. Then for Friday, looks nice, bright, sunny, high temps in the 70s, and again, Saturday and Sunday looking very nice as well.
All right, thank you very much, Kevin. And finally at 5. Well, unlike the fictional Forrest Gump we heard from there, British runner Kate Jayden knew exactly why she was running. More on that in a moment. Her amazing feat ran from New Year's Eve until mid-April of this year. She ran a marathon a day, 26.2 miles, 106 days in a row. Less than halfway into the record-setting feat, one of her knees started hurting. She only found out at the end that she ran most of those marathons with a fractured knee, an injury that will require surgery. Now to the why. Originally, her plan was 100 marathons in 100 days for about 2,600 miles, roughly the distance from Aleppo, Syria to the UK, a common refugee route. Jayden wanted to call attention to their plight and raise money, and she did, over $50,000. Oh, by the way, she did all of that running while also holding a full-time job. As for future running plans, she tells the BBC she may never run again.
I'm pretty tired. Think I'll go home now.
That's the world we live in for Wednesday, August 10th, 2022. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Mark Webster, Family Life News.